Hey everyone, welcome back to our Learn Chinese with Vaughn series. I'm your host Charlotte, and today we're diving into Lesson 7, Asking and Giving Directions in Chinese. In this lesson, we will learn some essential phrases and expressions that you can use when asking for or giving directions while traveling or navigating in Chinese-speaking environments. Let's get started. Being able to ask for and give directions is a crucial skill for any language learner, especially when traveling or exploring new places. Knowing how to navigate in Chinese can help you feel more confident and independent, as well as make your experience more enjoyable. In this lesson, we will focus on teaching you the key phrases and expressions needed to ask for and give directions effectively. When you need to ask for directions, it's important to be polite and clear. Here are some helpful phrases to get you started. Number 1. 请问怎么去? Excuse me, how do I get to? Number 2. 在哪里? Where is? Number 3. 我迷路了,可以帮我吗? I'm lost. Can you help me? Practice these phrases to ensure you can ask for directions confidently. When giving directions, it's helpful to know some basic vocabulary and expressions to describe locations and distances. Here are some keywords and phrases for giving directions. Number 1. 往前走. Go straight ahead. Number 2. 左转. Turn left. Number 3. 右转. Turn right. Number 4. 在的旁边. Next to. Number 5. 在的对面. Across from. Number 6. 过马路, cross the street. Practice using those words and phrases to give clear and accurate directions. When asking for or giving directions, it's often helpful to refer to landmarks and buildings. Here are some common landmarks and buildings you might encounter. Number 1. 酒店, hotel. Number 2. 餐厅, restaurant. Number 3. 超市, supermarket. Number 4. 车站, station. Bus or train. Number 5. 银行, bank. Number 6. 医院, hospital. Become familiar with those words to make your directions more specific and easy to follow. Now, let's practice a short conversation involving asking for and giving directions. I will play the role of a tourist and you'll be the helpful local.
请问怎么去车站?
Excuse me? How do I get to the subway station?
往前走两个街区,然后右转,地铁站就在那个大楼的旁边。Go
straight ahead for 2 blocks, then turn right. The subway station is next to that tall building.
谢谢,附近有好吃的餐馆吗?
Thank you. Are there any good restaurants nearby?
有一个很好的中餐馆就在地铁站对面,叫老北京,强烈推荐。There's
a great Chinese restaurant right across the subway station called Old Beijing, highly recommended.
非常感谢,再见。Thank
you so much, goodbye.
不用谢,祝你玩得开心,再见。You're
welcome, have fun, goodbye. This practice scenario allows you to apply the phrases and expressions learned in this lesson in a realistic context. Practicing those dialogues will help improve your fluency and confidence when asking for and giving directions in Chinese. Great job, everyone! If you enjoyed today's lesson, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our channel for more fun and engaging Chinese lessons. Leave a comment below if you have any questions or suggestions for future lessons. See you in the next lesson.